Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly having their share of trying to bounce, getting a kind of a short covering day going here for the beans and corn. Wheat, however, is continuing to slip. And, of course, we look at wheat, and it's going in towards its planting season. The weather forecast is to turn more nicer for wheat country, albeit cold, and but dry. And in the meantime, the bean market is just catching a little bit of short covering along with corn for two reasons. One, with the government report coming out here tomorrow, or I should say, I believe it's the 11th, actually. And then also the fact that we have on the bean market basically looking at the potential of frost freeze tonight in Canada. Be more than a frost, it'll be a freeze. And that'll take in an awful lot of canola crop, which will play back into soybean oil and soybeans, and also into North Dakota and part of Montana, which would certainly take in some early planted beans, or not early planted, but late planted beans there. So, and then it kind of ebbs more as we go in towards the weekend into Saturday. Cold temps are forecast again. So I think the market is just kind of saying, I'm catching my breath. We've seen corn hit some wave counts here today. There's still some underneath the market. But I think the market's catching its breath and, of course, is in a wait mode to see what the USDA says. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.